Thanks for listening to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. If you are interested in finding out more about becoming a holistic life therapist, would like to get Nicola's mentorship directly, or check out the award-winning audio programs, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Subject to availability, a wait list may apply.
Hi, and welcome to this episode on burnout and fatigue, workaholism, and how to create changes for yourself which will impact your relationship. I'm really happy you're here. The reason that there has been a delay in me delivering this next episode to you is because I thought I was going through burnout, fatigue, exhaustion, and to some extent I was. However, the root cause was not what I thought it was. So I'm going to be sharing about that with you in this episode. And I'm also going to be sharing some tips about burnout and what you can do if you feel that you're heading that way or you are in that extreme, stressful, difficult situation right now, or that you can see that your loved one is struggling with overworking, with exhaustion, and it's affecting you, of course, and your relationship and your family life. So if you have ongoing stress or heavy demands, whether it's work-related or personal stress, and you're noticing that you're feeling exhausted, that your energy is depleted, you zone out a lot and find it difficult to focus, you may be experiencing the lead-up to a burnout. Burnout is the term we use to describe mental, physical, and emotional exhaustion, which can happen due to prolonged periods of stress, overworking, and ongoing demands. This can be because the stresses of work, demanding bosses and tight deadlines that are difficult to meet create that extra pressure that weighs us down. It can also be extreme pressure that you put on yourself because you're a high achiever and you want to achieve every day so much. Once you've reached the state of exhaustion, it's common to struggle to think clearly. Often this can lead to, on your free time, just wanting to sleep when you're not working, where you have little energy for date nights, outings, relationships, family, activities. Some people can go so deep into their tiredness that they lose motivation to get the basic tasks done. They lose all interest. They still do things, but they don't enjoy the things that they do anymore. I've got to this point before when I was in the corporate world. I started to dread my phone ringing. I didn't want to talk to anyone. I just didn't want to be doing the job that I was doing. Inside, when my phone rang, I wanted to scream, "Leave me alone." And if it's reached the point where you're really that exhausted, where you really can no longer stand what you're doing, when you can't function properly as you used to, it's important to make some changes as soon as possible. As not performing or functioning as you normally do creates further stress and pressure. I worked with a private equity manager in Dubai once who was so burnt out, so angry and stressed all the time, he just shouted at all his staff. Then they would leave and he would have more stress having to hire and recruit a new team. Sadly, it got to the point for him where his body gave in. The emotional, negative environment he was living in made him so unwell, he had to have 3 weeks in hospital. His body gave up on him in many ways. After that, he flew to Dubai to do the 3-day breakthrough, and we restructured his whole way of working, releasing his need to have a zero inbox, to be a perfectionist, and to let go of all self-criticism and self-judgment. In the breakthrough process, we made sure that he stopped criticizing himself and judging himself because he was so harsh on himself. He also was so wounded as a child, growing up in poverty, with a father who never acknowledged his efforts, and we had to release that as well, knowing that he was good enough so that he could feel good and change his patterns. I chose this topic because not only can burnout, exhaustion, fatigue really hurt a person, Of course, it can have a massive impact on those around them and in a romantic relationship. A study was carried out by job recruitment site Indeed on employees in the US to explore the impact of burnout on different groups of people, and was aimed at comparing the results of burnout in different sectors before COVID and in present times. The results were very eye-opening. 52% of participants were expressing symptoms of burnout in 2021, which is nearly 10% increase since the study was conducted before COVID. So if you speak to people about their COVID experience, some will say it was great and others found it very demanding working and living in the same space. Other results in the survey found that the age ranges most influenced by burnout was the millennials. 59% of participants were affected. For the older generation, also classed as baby boomers, 31% reported feeling burnout. Understandably, 67% declared an increase in burnout during the global pandemic and an impact on their mental health. Not surprisingly, burnout in managers increased from 27% in 2020 to 35% in 2021. According to the Gallup report, a millennial managers saw the biggest increase in burnout, with 42% reporting workplace tiredness and stress. However, burnout is not just work-related. Anyone who is experiencing stress for long periods of time and unable to tap out and recharge themselves can suffer from burnout. Eric contacted me as he felt his wife, Christine, was showing signs of depression and he wasn't sure how to support her. However, in my first conversation with Christine, it was clear that she was experiencing burnout. Christine shared with me, "I wake up tired. I don't get enough sleep because the baby is waking up every 3 hours and doesn't sleep through the night. Then when everyone is awake, I have to sort out breakfast, lunch, dinner, get the house sorted, make sure that the two older children have everything they need for school. I can't sleep in the day very well, and now my husband is working from home. He's loud talking to his team, so I can't relax in my own house. I'm stuck in a rut. My husband wants to have friends over on the weekend. The kids want to do activities on the weekend, but I can't do much, and I feel guilty. My husband has no empathy for me. He's fed up that I'm tired all the time. I can't help it, and I don't believe in letting a baby cry out like he does. He keeps suggesting I go to the gym or do yoga or get my nails done. He doesn't understand that if he gave me 1 hour or 2 hours to myself, I would just want to lie in bed and rest in peace." Sadly, Christine isn't alone. According to a poll carried out by Meredith and the Harris poll, 63% of women shared like they feel like they had already completed a full day's work by sorting out their family in the morning. Additionally, 48% of women reported that their symptoms of burnout were keeping them up at night too, which added more stress and exhaustion. Whether mums are stay-at-home mums, working mums, or entrepreneurs, there is always a huge risk of burnout because the additional stresses of running the family home, contributing to the finances of being a wife and mother. And on top of all this, there is a huge case of mum guilt. According to the online magazine Good to Know, a recent study highlighted the following statistics. 78% of participants shared their feelings of guilt. 68% shared that they felt guilty at least once or twice a day. Reasons for feeling guilty included not spending enough time with the children, not doing enough activities with the children, and not being able to afford things. 61% of participants also compared themselves to others' mums. This shows that mothers feel a range of pressures, personal, professional, and financial. Mum guilt truly is real. This includes wanting a break but not being able to have a break without feeling guilty, or not being able to afford childcare. Although there are cases where fathers are the primary caregiver, a lot of studies point towards the mother bearing the brunt of all the child-related responsibilities, regardless of whether they were working mothers or stay-at-home mums, which adds to the feeling of burnout. This, of course, must apply to men who are hands-on parents that share the responsibility or take on more of the childcare responsibility. Just there are less studies in this area. I want to stress here that burnout is not just a term we throw around for someone who is simply feeling tired or slightly stressed. It is used to describe someone who is experiencing chronic stress over a long period of time and struggle on a mental, physical, and emotional level. The World Health Organization have recognized burnout as a syndrome that is now included in the International Classification of Diseases. So if you can relate to anything I've discussed so far, I really hope that the information I'm going to be sharing with you is going to help you. Psychologist and author of Mummy Burnout states, people experiencing burnout suffer from fatigue, cynicism, lack of motivation, headaches, chest tightness, stomach aches, nausea, hair loss, and increased crying. This supports the idea that burnout is much more than a normal bout of stress. It's much deeper on the person, the impact, and therefore can create problems in emotional well-being, physical well-being as mentioned, and the relationship. In fact, according to the Science of People, burnout has the following impact on your brain. It enlarges the amygdala, which is the part of the brain responsible for emotional reactions, which is why people who experience burnout find themselves crying more, feeling moody and restless. It thins out the prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for cognitive functioning, even though this is something that happens as we get older in people who are exposed to prolonged periods of stress and will experience this quicker than others their age without burnout. Memory and attention span are impacting, making it harder to hold information or to learn anything new. Brain scans of those who experience chronic burnout show similar brain damage as those who have experienced trauma. So now that we've discussed the science behind burnout, it's really important also to understand the causes of burnout. And I'll share with you my personal experience that I've been going through over the last few months with you. So the most common causes of burnout are being overworked. We can all handle a few days or months of being overworked, as long as we know we have some downtime coming up. However, for those experiencing burnout, there is no end in sight. It's ongoing stresses without the time to recharge. So you're literally running on empty. And as I shared earlier, burnout has a direct impact on your productivity levels as well. So if you're then not functioning and not delivering at the same speed and accuracy as you used to, it's going to add extra stress, extra pressure. You may decide to add more time to do work, to check your work, and then this will create more overworking. So it's important to get a good balance. A lot of the people that I do the Breakthrough Program with really need help in saying no to others, in asserting themselves in the workplace, in making and setting healthy boundaries for themselves to experience a balanced life. And this is something I know very well, because I had to, and sometimes I do have to constantly remind myself to check, am I creating those healthy boundaries for myself? Am I enforcing my boundaries? And am I living a balanced life, which is important to me? The next one, cause that's very popular in the reasons behind burnout, is the imbalance of input and rewards. So if you're going above and beyond in everything you do, it can be difficult to maintain the motivation and drive to keep going without any reward. For example, a parent taking more and more of the childcare responsibilities on, thinking about everything, doing everything, getting no recognition, they may feel completely depleted. They may lack motivation. And so it creates more energy to do things if you feel unseen, unrecognized, not appreciated. It makes things harder. And the same in the workplace. if you've taken on extra responsibilities, if you're doing more than everybody else, if you're expected to work on your holidays, your weekends, your evenings, and you're not being praised for it, it can lead you to feeling overlooked, taken advantage of, again, unseen. And this can make you feel even more exhausted and you can withdraw. And by withdraw, that can be withdrawing from life in other areas. That can be carrying resentment, which is very tiring. As you probably know from listening to my podcast, I do a lot of work with people on releasing resentment. Resentment is a mild form of anger that builds and builds and builds over time. It will destroy a relationship. It will make you feel tired and exhausted, harboring, holding on to resentment from the present or the past. So another cause of burnout can be a lack of support, a lack of close, supportive relationships. One of the best things about having a loving relationship and being close to those around you is so that when life gets tough, you can rely on people. You can ask for help. You can share your troubles. You can ask them to support you. Unfortunately, the sad thing about burnout is the stress, the tiredness, and inability to switch off from the activities and responsibilities and duties that you need to do. This in turn can make people isolate themselves and lose connection when they need support. So if you're experiencing burnout, or your loved one is, it's very important to give support or to find support. And you want people that are not going to judge you, that are not going to want something in return, that just want to love you and support you. And then there's lack of sleep. Sleep is the best way to allow our bodies to recharge and replenish. If you have been unable to switch off because you've got lots going on in your mind, you're worried, you're anxious, you're angry, you're hurt, you're holding resentment, your mind keeps repeating these things again and again, it can be very difficult. You may be dreaming about all these different bad things and not getting a full night's sleep. And so obviously not having a full night's sleep will enable you to be less productive. Your mood might be low. You might wake up in an irritable, low energy mood. And often we can see things when we're really tired and we haven't slept through negative glasses. It's like putting on those blue color glasses where you just see everything as like a hassle, a struggle. It's difficult to get through the day. And this is often one of the biggest reasons why new parents experience burnout. With small children, it's physically not possible to have a good night's sleep. And that chance to recharge or relax often doesn't happen. And then the pressure levels and the stress levels build up and up and up. And some parents do so well when they divide the shifts. They look after the children in shifts. One person does like 4 a.m. and the other person does 4 a.m. in the morning till the next day. So you know, creating shift work can really help parents to get the sleep. So one goes to bed at 9, the other one goes to bed at 4 a.m. and they swap it over. Of course, you need the job flexibility to be able to support that. And then there are persistent negative thoughts about yourself, about others, about your relationship, about the world. When we are constantly thinking negatively about ourselves, our work, our purpose, or life, our energy will be drained. Focusing on the negative and what is wrong will bring anyone down. A lot of people that do my breakthrough intensive, they say to me, you know, I feel people are judging me. I don't feel good enough. I don't feel attractive enough. I'm not interesting enough. All these not enoughs. And they just weigh on them and weigh on them. And then this makes them feel like completely burnt out. Because in their resting time from work or other duties and responsibilities, they've just got a head full of negative thoughts bringing them down. When we feel low, when we feel lethargic, we have no drive because the world seems gloomy. And any traumatic past experiences will keep cropping up because they are triggered by things that are happening now. For example, if you grow up being told you're not clever or you're not worthy of good things, and then your boss calls you in for a meeting to discuss your work, even if they share good points, you will focus on all the things you are not doing good enough. You may fear losing your job even though you've got no reason to fear losing your job, you're doing great, but because of past experiences, they can affect how you feel now. And so negative thoughts about yourself, about your life, about your relationship, about your career, carrying fears, doubts, insecurities, and anxiety is going to make you feel like you're burning out. And I'll be honest with you, the reason I decided to create this podcast, because I really thought, God, I am experiencing burnout. And I help people to create a good work-life balance all the time. In the breakthrough, I help people to clear these negative thoughts. And I was really like, why am I so burnt out? I'd wake up in the morning and I'd just feel exhausted. And I'd be like, looking at my sleep app, because I track my sleep. And I'd be like, oh my goodness, according to this, I've had a good sleep. Why on earth do I feel rubbish? And for me, which is another cause which can be confused with burnout, and that's a hormonal imbalance, or it could be something else. So I really urge you, if you're listening to this and you're feeling low, anxious, nervous, stressed, if you wake up and you're feeling tired and you're taking rest but you're just not feeling rested, you might have something else going on. So it's so important to regularly, yearly, every 18 months, to go and get your blood work done. Get tests done to check all your levels. You know, it's so, so important. And I was really surprised because I take lots of supplements. I'm always on, always having vitamin D, iron, all my multivitamins and things. So I was thinking, what is it? And I found out that I have hyperthyroidism. I have Graves' disease, which is an autoimmune disease, where my thyroid is working non-stop. My heart is working non-stop. All my organs are working super fast. And that's why I'm not feeling rested after I sleep, because my body's in overdrive. And thankfully, now that I've realized this, I'm on the right medication. I'm slowly starting to feel better, more like myself. And that's why I had to take a break on the podcast. I had to take a break in my Facebook group for a few weeks. And now I'm feeling better, so I'm going to come back next week. So for those of you that have recently joined the Facebook group, we're nearly at 3,000 members, which is fantastic today. And I'm going to be back in there doing my videos again, posting questions, interacting. I'm going to be doing posts on my personal post about different relationship topics for those of you that like to get some insights and some reflection points and things to think about to make your relationship with yourself and with your loved one better. So please do join me on Facebook. I'm going to be back. I'm sorry that I've had like literally probably about 6 weeks where the symptoms of the hormone imbalance and the hyperthyroidism was getting worse and worse. And of course, I didn't realize why. And then I was like, okay, I'm trying to rest. I'm trying to take more balance, but nothing was working. So I'm really glad that I created this article thinking that I had burnout and was trying to find some solutions and realized that I was actually doing the solutions to burnout and they weren't working. So please do your medical checkups. It's so, so important. And if you've done your medical checkup and it's not that, then you could be carrying the negative thoughts. You could be carrying resentment, worry, doubts. Perhaps you could use feeling good enough, regardless of your feedback from your partner, regardless of the feedback from your boss. If you get love and praise and you can't feel it, you can't accept it, then it's really powerful process to do something like the breakthrough, to be able to know your worth, feel good in yourself, release the past and start living your full life. In the next podcast, I'm going to be sharing about the 5 stages of burnout. So do stay tuned for that if you're interested in this topic. And then there's going to be a lot more podcasts coming up, hopefully weekly now. I am back on track. So from my heart to yours, wishing you an amazing evening or day ahead whenever you're listening to this. Do connect with me on Facebook and Instagram. It'd be lovely to connect with you there. And again, I just really appreciate any ratings or reviews. It really helps me to help more people because the show stays more visible. So if you are willing to leave a rating or review about the podcast, I'd be so happy. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. If you are interested in finding out more about becoming a holistic life therapist, would like to get Nicola's mentorship directly, or check out the award-winning audio programs, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Subject to availability, a waitlist may apply.